Move on to the petitions then, Mr. Secretary. Okay, so we'll run the petitions number 13. We already did number 12 with the awards, so anybody joined late, we didn't skip that. We've already handled that. Number 13, blaze orange requirements. Tom, you up to bat?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'll cover that. Again, Tom Kirsten, Wildlife Division Director. Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, you have two petitions. Excuse me. You have two petitions in front of you. The first one there on page 17 of your booklet is the one in respect to the fluorescent orange requirements brought forward by Mr. Cody Warren. Again, he spoke briefly to you during the open forum on this particular petition, so we'll forego any more comments from the petitioner himself. Provided some background information to you as commissioners on this one. When it comes to fluorescent orange, there's actually nothing in administrative rule right now that does the requirements. The actual requirement for the one garment of fluorescent orange or hunter orange, blaze orange, is actually set in state statute. And you should see that on the bottom of page 17 in your booklet there, where it talks about SDCL 41-8-41, where it talks about the one garment required for hunting. Certainly we agree with safety when it comes to our sportsmen and women out in the field and participating in the act of hunting. And, you know, we certainly promote hunting safety as well. We had some good internal discussions in respect to the request from this petitioner of going to some level of minimum square inch of orange above the waist, whether that's, you know, a combination of a hat and vest or coat or whatever that might be. We looked into that. I mean, obviously, there are other states that do utilize a minimum square inch requirement. But the one thing that we did talk about internally from this perspective is two sides of this. One, the difficulty or the challenges for the individual hunter to assure that they're meeting that minimum square inch requirement if one were to be put in place. From the perspective of the type of hat to the type of vest to the shirt or coat or whatever they might wear, and certainly, and I won't pick too hard on my friend to the right of me, but my counterpart wearing his orange coat versus my orange coat are differently in the amount of square inches that would be in place. And it's a good thing he's a friend of mine that I can say that with utmost confidence. But those are one of the challenges of a square orange inch requirement. And making sure that you do have the minimum amount if we do establish some type of minimum amount. The other side of that is from a law enforcement perspective. Now we're asking our officers, as they're checking hunters, you know, do you have the minimum square inch requirement that is in a regulation? And then how do you enforce that and measure that and so on and so forth? So, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission, upon our discussions, certainly we'll continue, and maybe we can do even more promotion of safety while you're out there hunting, obviously. This particular statute is in respect to big game hunting and the requirement of hunter orange, because for hunting small game, it's a recommendation. There's not even a requirement. So there's some differences out there as well. But we would recommend, based on the challenges associated with measuring the accuracy of a square inch, that you would deny this petition, continue to move forward with the orange requirements that are in state statute right now. And from our department and from our standpoint, we can work with our communications and continue to encourage the safety and make sure that people think about that as while they're out there hunting. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back over to you and the members of the commission for any questions you may have for us or any questions we can answer for you.
Thanks, Tom, appreciate that. Any questions for them? Go ahead, Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees, more of just kind of a statement. I've seen a lot of this happen to, you know, rifle hunters out with no orange on, or at least in their pickup when they get out there out walking. But having said that, we got archer hunters out there at all time that aren't required. They're in camo at the same time the rifle hunters are out there. So we have that effect there too, but how do you control that?
And Mr. Chairman, and also the orange is not required for mountain lion hunting either. And so those are nuances within the requirements out there.
Commissioner Whitman.
Tom, do you know offhand, do we have a kind of a history of misidentification incidents last number of years. Is there any record of instances that we could have perhaps prevented by requiring such a?
Through the chair, Commissioner Whitmire, I'm glad you asked that question. So we reached out to Pat Klosbach, who's our hunt safe coordinator within our agency, and went back and looked at hunting incidents or accidents that have occurred here in South Dakota. And went back about 10 years here. From a big game hunting perspective, which this particular petition is focused on for big game hunting and orange requirements, you know, we've had a few accidents or incidents that have occurred in each of the years going back to 2011, and a couple of those years we had upwards of two or three incidences. But what we also shared in information in respect to all of those incidents that have occurred over the years, he also looked at it from the standpoint, would have Hunter Orange made a difference? And all of them but one said no. More or additional Hunter Orange would have been the difference. I.e., from the standpoint, many of our incidents or accidents that have happened were self-induced or self-imposed type accidents, and most likely a pure accident. So additional Hunter Orange would not have changed or had a different end result in those particular accidents or incidents going back to 2011. So hopefully that helps answer your question.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair. Commissioner Sheriff.
You know, I thank the petitioner for bringing this forward and why I recognize that so many square inches works in other states. I was in a little leery, as you noted, Tom, and having our officers out in the field trying to figure out measuring it. Is that a 20 by 20 or is that an 18 by 21 and a half or whatever? So I'm not really a big fan of that approach, but I do appreciate that the petitioner brought this forward because I think it will spur further conversation about what we can maybe do to enhance hunter safety, and we may address this at a future date, but having said that, I would move to deny this petition.
And a motion by Sharp to deny. Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Spring. Any discussion on the action? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I assume that you'll write that up for us then, Tom. And I would also thank Mr. Warren for, you know, I think the intent is there. And it's also sometimes the devil's in the detail. And maybe we do need to revisit that. There's definitely different schools of thought of who needs to be wearing Hunter Orange. And whether you're on your own private property, we've had talks about that too. And so maybe at a later point that'll help spur that discussion as well. So appreciate his participation. With that, we'll move on to the second petition.